sees an Iowa firecracker. She's as pretty as a 6 foot nine.
You're the number one trusted team in sports talk radio.
Everything is going to be okay.
Yay!
At WFMU.
What?
This
you,
is sports.
You cut him
talk.
Off when he's saying talk
oh,
sportsy to
I
me.
Did?
That's the best
oh.
part. Yeah.
We can play it again.
No, that's okay.
This is Jim the Poet.
And Bronwyn C. Hello,
Yay!
Everybody. Nice seeing you again.
It's sportsy talk on WFMU.
That's it. You're running the board today.
I am.
I'm running the thing.
How's it going so far?
I can't even get my
headphones
to work.
That was the Jesus and Mary Chain from their new record.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It's called Can't Stop the Rock.
You can't.
It's a good song.
That's a good song. I liked it. It was
lots
fine.
Lots to talk about, and you can join us at 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully and join us on your favorite show.
Well, or this
if we
show.
We are your favorite show.
Or this show, whichever, you know, you get. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about this week. We have, I think, we're going to have special correspondent, horsey talk correspondent, Jim F. calling in a little later to do a retrospective look
he's
back
got,
on
he's
the
got a lot of
Kentucky
explaining
Derby.
To do, because this...
We got some weird things happen in that Kentucky Derby, so that was awesome.
Well, I didn't know. We were betting on the one-eyed horse.
I didn't bet on anybody.
But that was the official horse of the sportsy
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, of course it was the official horse of sportsy talk. But, Patch, the one-eyed horse.
Patch, the one-eyed horse.
Yeah.
But then I didn't realize it was in the 20th lane looking the other way. It didn't even know it was in a race.
It didn't know because it's blind on the left side. It has no eye.
Has no idea that it was in a race. It's just like looking at the crowd going, oh, I wonder what all these people are looking at.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the road, there's like 20 horses passing it. It was one horse
it
that
came in 14th out of 20.
That's
so that
not that
is good.
Good.
That is a participation trophy.
That we don't
horse,
give, no, no.
That horse gets a participation
There's no
trophy.
14th place moral victory in the... I mean, it's not a three-legged horse.
Well, no. But, I mean,
it's
if,
not
they,
like
if,
a
they,
mule.
If they'd named it Gimpy, it might have been a three-legged
Gimpy
horse.
Is not a bad name for a horse.
No.
I would go with Gimpy
oh,
as
yeah,
a horse
yeah.
name.
Yep. Listener Glenn on the comments board says the Mets wonder why they're considered a joke. I don't think they're wondering anymore.
No
I think
one
I think they've just accepted that they are a joke.
Mets,
we've got a lot of baseball to talk about.
Mets had a weird weekend.
They've had a weird. Their entire franchise history has been weird.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Well, they were interviewing a guy on the Mets put a tweet out with a guy who was wearing a crown.
Well, he was no game. That his name I believe was like TJ Rivera. He was playing in the game against the Marlins. He
yeah.
did really well. He was the player of the game.
Player of the game.
So they've started this tradition where they put like a Burger King paper king crown on
yeah.
the guy who's the player of the game, and he's standing in front of his locker. And in the locker next to him, now we have to be careful. Would you put your finger on the button just in case I
what
say
are you
the bad
say?
Thing? Well, I'm just going to say it was a large,
sex toy.
A large. I was going to say marital aid. I think that's
marital aid. It's so big that I think your marriage would be over once you used
yeah,
it.
Yeah, probably.
But
it was it was clearly visible in. It wasn't in his locker. It was in. Kevin Plawecki's
locker. I think
who's
he's the
another,
backup,
he's
backup
another,
catcher or something
yeah,
like
he's
that.
Another player on the Mets. And we have the picture up on the
it's
on
quite
the playlist.
A piece.
Yeah, you can
I didn't
see
know
it.
They made those that big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's how big they're supposed to be, then
yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing. I really, apparently I'm not doing very much. but that was you know, keen-eyed tweeting people saw
this thing and they
in
and
the background.
And they were like, Hokey smokes, look at that. And people were like circling it in red and retweeting it and everything. And the Mets went, oh my gosh, and took it down.
They took it down.
But, you know, you can't stop it.
You can't undo
it.
That. You can't take that down.
You can't unsee
it. Once it's there, it's there forever.
So we've put it up there forever on our comments.
But then they suspended their former great pitcher, Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
He was the Dark Knight.
That's what they called him.
And they used to have Harvey Day. Every day he pitched, it was Harvey Day.
Yeah, and he...
He's been garbage for the last 2 years,
They blew his arm out in the World Series
a couple years ago, and he goes, I want to pitch the ninth inning.
And they like, and they let him.
They
like,
let
why
him.
Why did they let him?
He had already pitched 150 pitches
Yeah,
or
and they
like
should
that.
Have taken him out. And so he said, no, no, I want to. And the fans all wanted
They're
him.
All they're all going crazy. They're like, yeah, we're going to win a game in the World Series.
Harvey, yeah.
And then, of course, his arm falls off, and he's terrible, and they lose the World Series, and he's been terrible since. And so I guess he stayed. They initially thought he was responsible for the large sex toy in the guy's thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't really why he got suspended.
No, he got suspended because he went out and partied.
He went out drinking
and then he
whatever,
went and played golf.
4 a.m. I don't believe he played
had
golf.
Had a migraine.
I don't believe he played golf. If you were partying until 4 in the morning, are you going to get up and go play golf?
If you're still drinking. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
if you're
yeah,
still.
Maybe. Yeah. If you hadn't gone to bed yet. Oh,
little,
yeah, maybe.
You know,
all
little
right,
vodka and Gatorade.
Right.
You go right out.
Yeah, so
play
I guess
18
he did.
Holes.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's the day before his pitching thing. He's all wasted.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
Mm-hmm. Listener Ken from Hyde Park says, dial carefully indeed. He hit 210-209-9368 several times, and that's not right. 201.
209-9368. Dial carefully.
That's a number. Call us.
201 is the area code in
Yeah, so now they're looking to trade Harvey. Right?
For what, exactly?
I don't know, right? Who would want it, right? For one of those sex toys. I don't know. They'll trade him for another sex toy for Plawecki or whoever's using that thing.
I don't know who's using it, but I mean,
who is?
You know, it's.
I mean, I thought.
Be careful where you point that thing.
When
is all
I first,
I'm saying.
When I first saw that, I thought that was some kind of like joke, like they gave that to the guy who hit the home run that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Night or something.
That
you know,
would be
I mean,
amusing.
They could have just said, "Oh, that's our weird trophy
that's our,
that
that's
we."
That's our thing. That's the thing
that's
we do.
That's the thing that we give to the guys that you know hit the longest home run or something, and they. But no, they all got all freaked out and took the picture down, and everybody's denying it's theirs, and everybody's saying, I don't know how it got there. It must have been a prank, you know. And Harvey didn't do it, and I don't know. Who knows? Who cares, really?
Call screener John's downstairs. What can I do about it?
You could hit the thing. There's
hit
a,
the thing?
There's a button. Do you see a button?
There's a button?
Yeah, there's buttons.
Which
do you
button?
See some? Oh, golly. If I get up and go over there and, okay, talk. Phil,
yeah.
Phil time. Talk about something.
So the most exciting news about the Mets for me came today when there was a picture of Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop. I believe it's F. Fulop. He had lunch with Dwight Gooden, and apparently Dwight Gooden's moved to Jersey City. So we need to get Dwight Gooden on the program as soon as possible. I don't know how we can do this. Nothing's happening?
No.
But I see him on the picture there.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I could talk to him. He's that close to me.
He's very close.
Is that the... Yeah.
That's supposed to
Why don't you go to the other one? I'll keep talking.
What other one? Oh, the one
201-209-9368.
Yeah, somebody call and
201-209-9368. So, Dwight Gooden, Jersey City resident, living downtown, possible guest host for Sportsy Talk in the near future. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. You can't hear me. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
What's your phone in Miami Beach, Malpestination? What's your phone, Malpestination? What? Miami Beach, that way, okay.
Okay, Miami Beach. Glad to hear the call. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. I don't know. He still looks like he's there. He's looking right into the camera now. Oh, here, yeah, hit the number again. Matt Harvey, former Mets great, Dwight Gooden, other former Mets great, they could get together and maybe discuss Mets greatness together. And maybe Dwight Gooden could get him right out on the back, right path. I mean, Dwight Gooden, you know, passed his beautiful days pitching for the Mets in the 80s when he was a superstar. You know, ended up, you know, still being a pretty good pitcher after all the, you know, craziness and drugs and whatever else he was doing.
Where's John?
He's on his way, I believe.
Yay!
I feel like we could have a whole show about just trying to get John.
I know. Just trying to get. And so I missed that call. Did you have our mics in mono?
I did eventually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
It did.
Yeah, it was a terrific call. I mean, really a great caller.
Yeah. Yay.
So Aaron Hernandez, do you want to go over the Aaron? And then we've had a long
and fruitful relationship with Aaron Hernandez.
And you would think that past his death in jail a couple weeks ago, that would be the end of our...
No. He's a time-traveling serial killer. He's in another dimension. He's coming back. He's going to get us.
He's going to get us.
He is. He's coming for us.
So what did he call yesterday?
I've had poltergeist activity in my house this week.
You have?
Yeah. And I think
when did this start?
Well, we've always had a ghost. We finally got rid of the ghost, but then the poltergeist stuff started.
What's the difference between a ghost and a poltergeist?
Well, the ghost, you can see him because it's Mr. Scully, the ghost. But
Scully, the ghost?
Yeah, but the poltergeist stuff is like things get broken and, you know, it's
what
crazy.
Gets broken?
Things. See, the glass.
See, that's what I will blame from now on. I used to blame the mouse for breaking stuff, but now I'll just blame the poltergeist. You don't think it's just an excuse?
No.
You think a poltergeist is actually broken in your house, and what are they breaking exactly?
They broke a glass, and it broke the drying rack.
Drying rack?
The drying rack, yes, and it taps...
Tell John to come in for a second.
It taps on the... Come on in! Call screener John.
Yay!
Yay!
John. There's a package back here if you want to take a look at what's going on over there.
Yep.
Glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
You can call and talk to call screener John.
Before you talk to us.
201-209-9368. If you got something to say about Palm Beach.
Wait, did somebody call from Palm Beach?
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Was it Trump? Was he trying to talk about Mar-a-Lago?
Is that where Trump's living? I thought he moved to New Jersey now. Is he
going
to spend every
is.
Weekend in New Jersey?
Where is he now?
Because we should try to get him on the show.
Did he leave New Jersey yet? Oh, yeah, we should try to get him on the show.
We should try to get him on the show.
He has a golf course. We could go golfing.
It costs like $300,000 to join the golf course.
No,
though.
But he would take us out with with a recorder, and we would like record
I don't
him
think
golfing.
He's going to do that.
Why not? Why not? It's sportsy.
It is sportsy.
Golf is sportsy.
And he does love to talk
sportsy.
About
yeah,
himself.
He does?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Is he a poltergeist or a ghost?
He died.
He did die.
He did die.
Yes.
He died in a kind of a bizarre way. There was a lot of blood around and things written in
blood on
the walls.
So it was suspicious. I thought it was lipstick.
I don't think, no, it was blood.
It was blood.
It was blood.
Okay.
And he had the Bible open to a particular verse and things.
Yeah.
And then, it turns out that because there's this, I believe it's specific to Massachusetts. I don't think it's
my
everywhere.
My former state,
your former
Commonwealth
state,
of Massachusetts.
Yes, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has a law that if you die while you're appealing a conviction, the conviction is vacated.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, it doesn't. It just means that you didn't have the chance to appeal, right? You didn't have the chance to get. If you were convicted of something and you appealed, and your appeal was successful, you would not have been found guilty. And so the fact that you weren't able to finish your appeal means that you didn't have the chance to be found not guilty. So what they do is they vacate the conviction. It doesn't mean that you're innocent. It doesn't mean that you're found not guilty. It means that you were not found guilty.
Okay, I'm a, like a communist practically, like a socialist communist, and that sounds like a bunch of liberal garbage to me.
Well, that's your commonwealth,
straight up nonsense.
Man. It's your commonwealth.
I live in
and
New Jersey now.
That's an old law too. That's like not some new thing.
From the pilgrims or something.
Yeah,
like that,
exactly.
Right? After they burned you, if you didn't have a chance to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Burn? Do they burn witches or hang them? I don't remember.
I think they hung him in...
Depends which country.
Yeah, I believe, and I,
so
I'm not
he's
sure.
not technically responsible for all the murders that we think
he
did.
That we know he did. I mean, he killed all those people, and he got off of the last two, but you know he did it.
We had
and
Casey Anthony's lawyer the last time.
He was always shooting people in the face, and he killed...
He does like shooting people.
Yeah, he killed people.
And he killed his buddy for some other murder that they were...
And so all this stuff happened. Now, because he was not... under the law, he was never convicted of murder. The Patriots have to pay him his estate, actually.
His estate. His haunted poltergeist estate.
His haunted poltergeist estate. Millions of dollars.
I mean, that's fine. The Patriots have plenty of money.
Yeah, and you know, he cheated them out of that money, so they like that.
How
right?
did he cheat them out of the money?
By killing himself. If he hadn't killed himself...
Well, who gets the money? Who's his estate? Like, he's got a daughter or something like that?
His daughter and his so-called fiancé. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would you say so-called fiancé?
Well, they weren't, you know, getting married anytime soon. I don't know.
Well, they're not now. But, I mean, beforehand, I don't know how it works in jail. But
Maybe she could marry his ghost. Maybe she could marry, like, a dead guy. Maybe they could,
like... You want me to marry his ghost?
No, I want her, his fiancé. Like, maybe they could, like, just bring his dead embalmed body in, you know, and she could do, like, a marriage ceremony.
What if he faked his own death just to get out of jail, and then he's going to go kill again?
Well, I think he's, you know, he's in the other dimension now, so he could come back and kill again. I don't think he needs a, you know, a corporeal form to do that.
So he's pulled a fast one on the Patriots.
He's pulled the old switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
Yes.
I'm curious more about your poltergeist, your personal poltergeist ghost problem.
No, it's
not
a problem.
And why you think that somebody's coming into your house and breaking things that's from another dimension.
No, it's just a poltergeist. It's just got destructive. It didn't used to be destructive. Now it's destructive.
How did it get destructive?
I don't know. It just got destructive recently. I don't know
what's the issue.
Problem. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, calm down. Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's what I told it.
Yeah, I mean, take it down a notch.
I said, go back to just rapping on the inside of closets.
I mean, your house isn't built on an Indian burial ground, as far as I know, right?
No, that's not. No.
So that was the story. As far as I understood from the documentary Poltergeist from back in the 80s,
yes.
As long as you didn't build your house on an Indian burial ground, you wouldn't have a clown try to strangle you in your sleep.
No, that wouldn't happen. No, I've had you know, poltergeist activity around me since I hit puberty. So
wait a minute, you're haunted.
It's
what
me.
You're saying.
Yes.
You're haunted.
Yes.
And who's Mr. Snappy? What's his name?
Mr. Scully.
Mr. Scully.
No, I had nothing to do with Mr. Scully.
He was
in the house when we moved in, but he's gone now.
What's his name? How do you know he's Mr. Scully?
Because it was Mrs. Scully's house, and Mr. Scully died in the house, and then I saw Mr. Scully one time.
Mr. Scully.
Yes, I was talking on the phone with Renee French, the cartoonist, who's my friend.
Yeah.
And... So I saw Mr. Scully, and
you saw him just hanging around, like he
walked through. Well, he was walking through the.
He's breaking your dishwasher or something.
No, he walked through the living room, and I was on the phone with her, and I saw him come in, like through the front door, and walk through the living room. And you know, I'm face blind, so I thought it was Sean, right?
Right.
So I didn't know who it was, except that I didn't. I said, "Oh, Sean's home," and then I said, "Oh," but I didn't hear the door. That's so weird. And he was like smiling at me, and I said, Renee, it's really strange. He's like, he's wearing other clothes. I don't remember seeing, those clothes on Sean before. It's really strange. And he walked on through, and she said, "You're face blind. Maybe that's not Sean. Maybe it's somebody else in your house." I was like, "Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's horrifying." So then I said, "Well, I don't hear him, but he's gone." So I said, "Okay, I'm going to hang up. If I don't call you back in 10 minutes, call the cops."
Call the cops?
Yeah, because somebody's in the house, right? And it might not be my husband. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Somebody's in the house. There was nobody in the house, and it was silent and everything. It was Mr. Scully, and then we saw him some other times. Other people saw him.
Who else saw him?
Strange, like, random people that would come to the
house. Because we
could
get you on one of those shows, like the medium shows or whatever.
I mean, he's gone now.
How do you know?
That was years ago.
So the poltergeist got rid of him?
No. We had, like, a little ceremony to get rid of him.
You had an exorcism in your house?
Yeah, to get rid of him.
How is this the first time we're talking about
this? Well, you never asked before. We didn't want to have Mr. Scully trapped in our house forever because he should go to, like, Catholic heaven where Mrs. Scully was, and he should go up there. So we told him...
Catholic heaven is just, like, some bar. I mean, it's just... It's a bar called Sully's.
Scully's.
Sully's in Scully Square.
Yeah. So that was it. That was, we encouraged him to go, and he went.
Hello, caller. You're on the edge of Sportsy Talk.
Hello, Bronwyn and Jim. This is Jim F.
Yay! Horsey Talk with special correspondent Jim F.
Okay.
We have so many questions.
Explain to me how you let us take a horse that was in the 20th lane looking the other way. I was like, what? He's in 20th? So we had a one-eyed horse that had an eye on the wrong side and didn't even know it was in a race.
I know, that seems cruel because at the time when I called in last week They hadn't drawn the position.
Oh, they hadn't drawn the positions.
They did that on Wednesday, and then I saw he got the 20 spot. I was like, oh, my God.
I've never even heard of – I didn't even know they had 20 spots, first of all. And second of all,
they don't always.
How do you put the one-eyed horse in the where the eye is going to the crowd? He didn't even know it was in a race. He's like, oh, hey, let's go. What are we doing?
Those people are evil to do that.
But he came in. He came in pretty good, considering. I mean, he came in 14th.
14th?
That's good.
One of the horses didn't like water. It was like, what is this rain thing?
Okay, that's what I want to ask our special correspondent, Jim F., about, is like, Thunder Snow, right? Had a good position, broke from the gate, and just started bucking around and going, what the what? It's wet out here. What's happening? So I have never seen a horse not run, just refuse to run, especially in a big race like that. So what thoughts, Jim F.?
Well, you know, I was looking at, and this horse was born in Ireland and raced primarily in Ireland, except for the last two races over in Dubai. And over in Europe, they don't race on dirt. And so this horse probably never had seen that kind of a wet, mucky surface like that.
Oh, yeah, it had been raining all day.
I think when he tried to break from the gate, I think he lost his footing, and as soon as he did, he said, whoa, this is not safe, and started, like, saying, get me out of here, and just started, like, you know, prancing up and down, bucking up and down.
His legs were moving strangely. Like, I thought he was going to be injured in some way or something like that.
I did, too. When I first saw that, I thought he was hurt, because sometimes they act that way, and I was glad to find out later that that wasn't the case. He just kind of, slipped and got frightened and freaked out and just wanted no part of it.
But this Always Dreaming horse that won, like, there's no way this is no Triple Crown horse is what I'm thinking, and that's what most people are thinking.
I'm not sure. I don't know if this year's field, this group of three-year-olds, is all that strong. So even though he may not be up to, like, an American Pharoah standard, he may be good enough. I think the Preakness in a couple weeks, he's probably going to win that one because he'll be the favorite and the field will be smaller. Then the Belmont would be the big test, and, you know, that's just such a long race. It's really difficult.
The Belmont is where most of the horses that win the first two just can't.
It's too long.
They can't make it.
It's too far.
Yeah, I mean, because they really ask a lot of these horses to do three races in 5 weeks. That's really not the norm. So, and to make the last one as long as it is, it just really takes its toll. So it's a possibility. This horse has won about three races in a row now, and looked obviously good on Kentucky Derby Day. We'll see in a couple of weeks how he comes out of the Preakness, and then we'll look at the field for the Belmont and see if he's got a shot.
How did you do on your betting side, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure, no problem. Not too well, actually. what had happened is, after I had the phone call with you the next day, as I said, the post positions came out, and I got a look at all of the past performance data, and I talked myself into this horse, Practical Joke, as
I remember that one.
Being the horse that I thought would really perhaps take it. And so that's where most of my money went. I did have a few dollars on Always Dreaming to kind of cut my losses a little bit.
Oh, pretty good.
But overall, yeah, it was a net loss as usual.
Well, the horses that came in second and third were both long shots, right?
That's
Place
true.
And Show.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you had, like, one of those weird, what do you call them when you have three on
trifecta?
The trifecta, the 1-2-3, the Win, Place, Show. I mean, you would have made a lot of money, right, if you got that right, because that's kind of
unusual. That's true. I think the trifecta paid about more than $8,000 for, like, a $1 bet, if you're correct.
Why don't we do that?
Because we never would have picked those horses.
Right.
We picked a one-eyed horse looking the other way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any words of advice for us for betting the Preakness? Well, I guess we have to wait and see what
there
the field's going to
be. There might be some new horses, too.
Yeah, there might be new horses, right?
Yeah, not all of the ones from the Derby will go on to the Preakness. In fact, like Jim was talking to, he never sees that many horses. This is the only race, the Derby, that has 20 horses in it. They never have any other races with that many. So the Preakness will probably have a field of about 12, I'm guessing, and some of these horses from the Derby will come along, and then there'll be some new ones that weren't in the Derby. So it'll be interesting. I'll have to take a look at the field next week, and I'll have some thoughts then.
A lot of it apparently will be about the weather, too, because I think the weather really had an overwhelming...
Oh, yeah, that's a question I had. Like, I know that they announce what the condition of the track is, And they have all these names. Like, I mean, it's so OCD about like how specific they are about the track. It's like they're sloppy, there's muddy. And you told me that the track this time was something that I had never heard of. What was that again?
Yeah, they labeled it as Wet Fast, which is a relatively new designation. I don't remember that in years past.
I've never heard
so
of
much.
That.
I think, that sounds like baloney to me.
So what does that mean? I mean, that means they took the Zamboni out and ran it over the track first or something?
Not quite as Zamboni, but, yeah, they have a tractor with a big, heavy blade that kind of, like, manicures the racetrack. It kind of takes off some of the water, pats it down, and kind of what they call seals it so that new water is not supposed to seep in and make it, like, a tough surface to run on. So they did that apparently, I guess, midway through the day, because I was looking at some of the earlier races that same day, and the track was labeled as sloppy. And then it got upgraded to this Wet Fast. Sort
After
of
it had been raining
the
more, they upgraded the condition of the track.
Yeah, interestingly, I guess, how they could do that. But you're right about those different kind of conditions. There's like eight different conditions to really get fine-tune as to what they think the track is. And I'm not even sure who makes that decision as to what condition the track is in, whether they have some sort of a groundskeeper that kind of does that, or if it's just the management or the stewards who are the judges of the races. I'm not sure even who makes that decision, but it's kind of a little bit hokey-pokey to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope you'll call back in, Jim F., and talk to us about the Preakness when that's coming up, because we gotta win some money.
I'm not going for that one-eyed horse again, man.
No.
Unless it's maybe if it's in lane one and knows it's in a race, I think
it
might do better.
We'll see.
That's true. Yeah, it's possible because, you know, like you said, he couldn't see anybody to the left, and that's where all the horses were, so that kind of made it difficult on him.
Poor thing.
I didn't know. I was like 20, lane 20.
Yeah, he's way over there. All right. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you next time. All right.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
That's Jim F.
Jim F., our Horsey Talk correspondent.
Horsey Talk correspondent. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. Am I talking to Patch the horse?
This is
It's Patch the
Mike
horse.
In South Carolina.
Hey, Mike from South Carolina.
Hey, listener Mike. We haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's my first time hearing you guys live in 3 weeks. It's awesome.
Oh, good.
And we're much better live.
Yeah,
you know,
than dead. If we were
like
dead,
leftovers.
we'd be like Aaron Hernandez if we were dead.
The poltergeist of radio.
The poltergeist of radio.
So that's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Bronwyn, since you've always had spirits around you, you need to do like a sports-oriented seance.
Yeah, we could do a Ouija board with Aaron Hernandez.
I don't want Aaron Hernandez.
Not Aaron Hernandez. You talk too much trash about him. You got to do like Babe Ruth or like, I don't know, some hockey player.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's pretty good.
That's okay.
Maybe when we have Doc Gooden in, we could get the Ouija board out. And
wait, I was going to ask you, you said Doc Gooden's
living in Jersey City.
Is he like in an SRO or something?
No,
or
I think he's got a nice apartment.
Oh, all right.
I don't know about Ouija boards. Like, that's usually how white people die in horror movies.
Oh, right.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Is that light as a, where we lift up Doc
Gooden? Oh, did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Did you do that when you were a kid? We used to do that.
I did it last weekend. What are you talking about?
If you do get a Ouija board, just make sure you have like a shaman or somebody.
You just have to have like a monkey with a car battery. You know,
a monkey with a car battery and a feather.
Oh God, that was good talking to you guys.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike.
Call.
Glad to hear you from you again.
Go Cox. You always need a monkey with a car battery and a feather.
No, you have to say and a feather.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. I do that every weekend. Stiff as a board. Tony Romo.
Oh, speaking of that, Mr. Never mind. I'm not going to say. Somebody's on the comments board, but I won't tell you. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
What happened?
I don't know. I cut myself off.
What happened to the person on
I hit my own.
You hit a
dump
red button?
I hit
there
my
is
own
no
dump
button.
Button. I dumped
over
myself.
There.
I dumped my button.
You dumped yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Is trying to qualify for the U.S. Open and did pretty well. He was like 7 points
Wait, is that a golf thing?
It's a golf thing. Well,
not the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
No, it was a U.S. Open golf thing.
Okay.
Did he
qualify?
No, but he came pretty close.
Well, that's like Patch. Give him a participation trophy.
Two eyes.
Yeah, but he couldn't play golf. I don't think the horse could play golf
good.
Either.
I mean,
is he racing in the Preakness? I don't care.
Maybe.
Tony Romo.
I mean,
whatever.
He's got time on his hands.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. They're concerned. He's concerned that he's not going to be any good being an announcer for the.
That seems like reasonable.
Yeah, that's
concern.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So then I don't know. He's trying out some different things. Maybe he could come on the show. Is all I'm saying.
Well, he could.
He could race in the Preakness.
He and Doc Gooden could be here together.
He could bring That'd a sex fine. Toy. Hello, Carl. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Is it possible that we are witnessing the greatest Yankee team of all time?
Yes!
Of all
it's
time.
It's possible.
This is possible.
Bullpen Betty.
MLB correspondent for Sportsy Talk.
Yep.
Well, they're in first.
And by MLB, we mean the Yankees. But yes. Exactly.
And sometimes the Mets, if we're talking about
No, we're not going to talk about
the Mets.
The
Mets are done.
Yeah,
the Mets are over.
Finished.
This is the last chance we'll have to talk about the Mets before.
Did anybody even watch the Matt Harvey apology? Or
what apology?
I don't. He can say whatever he wants, man. Yeah, he did an apology today where he's like, "Hey, I got caught being drunk at my house." They sent somebody to his house.
I know they
sent to find him on Saturday.
They sent security to his house.
They're like, "We hope he's not kidnapped or dead or something." And he's like, "Yeah, hey man, I had a really rough day, man. I don't know.
I had a migraine headache."
We were doing these tequila shots.
Yeah, and it gives me a migraine.
Cinco
if you were on the Mets, what would you do?
Cinco de sex toy.
If you're on the Mets and you're not drinking at most nights, I don't know what you're doing.
You should be drinking every night.
Which might take us back to your Doc Gooden. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, yes, I know.
What? We'll have to get you in when Doc Gooden's here. Cause,
he's not coming in.
You remember, were you guys here in the 80s?
No, I watched them beat my Red Sox, though. That was a pretty good team. They had 101 wins. No, but that was a great team.
I was. Yes, 86,
on 42nd
right?
42nd Street, the yes. whole building with
yes.
Doc, you know, the painting
yes.
of Doc pitching
yes.
on the side of the wall.
Yes, I remember
42nd
that.
42nd Street.
Yep, I remember that.
They should bring that
the
back.
The greatest street art, so to speak, of my life.
It was. It was fantastic.
Never mind Banksy or, you know.
Yeah, no, he never did.
Yeah, Banksy never does any baseball stuff.
No, why doesn't he?
Because he doesn't. He's British. He doesn't know what he doesn't know what it is.
Or what's you know, who's the one who does the Obama art and...
Oh, Shepard Fairey.
Shep Fairey,
I thought he was
right.
going blind. I thought he couldn't
really?
Do it anymore. Yeah, I think he's gone blind.
What, he can't bite other people's work anymore because he's going blind?
He wouldn't
can't
know if it was anybody else's work. He's
he
like
can't
a,
steal people's
he's like a one-eyed
anymore.
Horse running in the wrong direction.
I'm just saying that none of those artists could draw what the Bullpen Betty logo looks like.
Oh, no, that's pretty great.
No, that's pretty good.
That's amazing.
That you can see on Facebook or Twitter.
And you should.
The excellent logo.
How
yes,
many home
is
runs is Aaron Judge on pace to hit? Like 150 or something like that? Aaron
okay,
Judge
so
is like...
He could hit 60.
It's ridiculous. Do you realize that Starlin Castro has the fifth best average in Major League Baseball?
I think.
Yeah, not just
no.
the American League.
I didn't know that.
He's batting .358.
Yay.
That's pretty good.
Okay, but every time Starlin Castro hits a home run... John Sterling just won't stop.
What's he saying?
And he has to be stopped.
What's
John Sterling has to be stopped. He doesn't stop with just, you know, he has these horrible home
yeah,
run
he's
calls.
He's got like corny calls
yeah.
for all the players.
Well, he has like 15 of them for Starlin Castro and he doesn't quit. He goes, Starlin is darling. Oh, starlight, star bright. And then he just goes on and on and on. He's got like 20 of them, and he just doesn't
20?
Stop. He won't. Starlin Castro, for some reason, just sets him off. And it's just, I really want Starlin Castro to like break his leg or something.
Break
so, just
his
so
leg.
I don't, just so I don't have to
Why
hear.
Not?
It's not
just
his
so
fault.
I don't have
John
to hear
Sterling,
John
like,
Sterling
break
anymore.
His jaw, so
well, that would be better.
Yeah, just break
can
John
we,
Sterling.
Like, can we kidnap John Sterling?
I don't think
like,
we can talk about it in the air.
Oh, okay. Well,
first
we
of all.
All right. Yeah,
second
we
of all.
Okay,
yes,
never mind.
Yeah,
yes.
We could
yeah,
do
okay.
That.
Let's do that.
Well, you already burned down his house 2 years ago, right?
I did.
Is that you?
That was me. Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought that was... Aaron
Hernandez.
One-Eyed Lopez.
One-Eyed Lopez.
They should get her to ride Patch in the Preakness.
She's dead, too.
They should get One-Eyed back to ride Patch. Which eye is gone on One-Eye? I forget which. Is it her right eye or her left eye that she doesn't
know.
Have?
She has
it'd be
both
great.
Eyes.
Okay, no, she doesn't. But she wears that thing over her eye, right?
No, so she had like a line under
okay,
her
she
eye.
Had a line
She's
under
been
eye.
Dead like 15 years.
No, she hasn't.
She's been dead a long time.
She burned that guy's house down.
But didn't she burn down
yes.
her...
Her
like,
boyfriend's,
like,
her NFL,
boyfriend's house?
Yeah, her NFL boyfriend's
in
house.
In the 90s, she
yeah.
did that,
oh,
when
really?
She was
she's
alive.
Dead? I'm sorry that she's dead.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
maybe she and Aaron Hernandez will come back together.
They'd be an unstoppable force.
They would be. Look out.
So I want to go back to talking about Aaron Judge, who's like 6'7", and the biggest person I've ever seen on television.
Mm-hmm.
My television can't even fit the man in the frame.
I love when he stands next to the...
Shaq?
I don't think he's bigger than Shaq. I mean, Shaq is really big. If you see the commercials now for Icy Hot and stuff like that, mm-hmm. he's really kind of puffed out. Like, he is just eating all the time, I think, Shaq.
Well, why shouldn't he?
But that Aaron Judge is like pure muscle, all, like, just muscle all the way up. Like, from his knees all the way up to his body. And then... Because, like, a right-handed hitter in Yankee Stadium, not named Aaron or Alex Rodriguez,
yeah.
like, those balls just all die, and like he crushes balls. He's
yeah.
like Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton, crushing balls 600
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, he's
way,
amazing,
way up,
right?
way,
he's
way
very
out.
Strong. He's strong. Besides being huge, he's strong. And
so
he's
I'm wondering when we're going to have Aaron Judge on the show and when Bullpen Betty's going to get in there
yeah.
and get it done.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, set it up.
I'll give you a stat about Aaron Judge that
okay.
he has the third highest on-base percentage in all of Major League Baseball.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Like Trout.
Because people want to walk him instead
yeah, they're
of watching,
they're watching
him hit a 650-foot
home run.
They're
walking him now. Yeah.
If he was a judge, his name would be Judge Judge, by the way.
That's stupid.
No, that's not stupid. That's facts.
You know, okay, that's stupid facts, but John Sterling goes, he's the judge and jury. It's just like, shut up.
Oh
I can't. We have,
get
to,
this,
we have to stop.
Him.
We have to
you
stop.
Have to get,
him.
You have to get the Yes Network.
John Sterling, my favorite TV shows
yes.
is watching Aaron Judge Judy.
That's so stupid.
Hey, you can't hit 1,000. You know
I should have
I mean?
Hit. Yeah. I should have hit the red button.
You
on that joke.
You should have hit the red button, and then we could have laughed hysterically and said, "Well, that was really
that
funny."
Was amazing.
But we couldn't let that go over the air. So, speaking of Shaquille O'Neal, do you know who he picked in the Kentucky Derby?
Some horse that probably died.
No, he picked this horse called Irish War Cry.
How did that horse do?
I didn't do so good. He's he's New Jersey bred. But Shaquille O'Neal was like, I know. Shaquille O'Neal, they said, he picked Irish War Cry. And the guy he was on the, you know, like on the panel with goes, Irish War Cry. And he goes, and Shaquille O'Neal goes, yeah, I'm Irish. And then they started laughing, and then he said, top of the morning to you. And I got to hear Shaquille O'Neal
wow.
say that. It was fantastic.
He's got strep throat now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how he got it.
Well, he should have some Irish...
Whiskey.
Make
so are you guys really going to try to get Doc on the show now that
yes.
he's Jersey City resident?
Yes.
Yes.
And are you... I still haven't gotten anywhere getting you Jeter tickets. Jeter is this weekend...
Yes, well, it's supposed to pour, like, all weekend.
So tickets might be available on StubHub.
So
for people
well,
who don't
want to
get wet.
Yeah, but they'll for billions of dollars. I mean, they're going to
they
be really
cancel, they might cancel the game, but they're not going to cancel it, no matter how bad
it's
raining.
I know, but it's going to be really expensive to get tickets. I mean, even, like, people that aren't going, they go, I'm not going to go in the
isn't
rain.
There,
gonna,
see,
like,
in the old
gonna
park...
They're going to make $1 million.
See, at Fenway, used to be able... There was ways to sneak into the game that
mm-hmm.
I knew of.
Hmm.
They got all those. They put up a new wall there. You couldn't sneak into the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be like a weird hole that you can
no.
you know go underneath like Inspector Gadget.
No,
and get into the game.
You should
somehow.
Like actually talk into your mic too.
I'm talking into the mic.
You weren't.
I'm loud enough.
Well, now you're fine.
Like if I collapse my endoskeleton, I can like go
no,
under.
If you go
yes.
out, so you
the gap between the sidewalk
yes.
and the wall.
If you walk, you walk in like you got tickets, and then you do like you're having some kind of you know spasm or something like that. Won't they take you into the park?
No.
That won't work?
No.
To, like,
you know,
give
they have the
have
little...
Have you been to Yankee Stadium? Oh,
yes.
You guys went last year, right?
Yeah, they have the little scanner. They're not going to just let you in.
They're metal detectors. It's, like, worse than going to an airport now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'll make some calls.
Yeah, all right. Call your friend Mayor Fulop and see if he can
I don't
get
think
his...
he's got any tickets to the Yankees.
He doesn't?
No, I don't think so.
Get his Doc
I mean, he knows Doc Gooden, though. Maybe Doc Gooden's got tickets to the Yankees.
Maybe.
He was a Yankee. He threw a no-hitter for the Yankees.
If Doc Gooden called up and said, hey, I want to get my friends from Sportsy Talk into the game, I mean, they would
well,
let us
Well, first we
right?
have to meet him, and then we have to make sure that he hasn't heard this hour of programming in which we make fun of his attempts to make his life better.
Listener Melinda on the comments board says that when we were talking about Irish War Cry, she heard on her computer speaker it sounded like Irish War Crime, which I think is really good.
Have there been many of those?
Those
I don't
are
know.
Like those. Do you ever? You, that's one of those drinks like the where you put a Guinness and you have a whiskey.
Oh, an Irish War Crime. We should make up our own cocktail.
Our own cocktail.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good.
And call it Irish War Crime. It has
yeah.
like Guinness and
Guinness.
A raw egg.
Guinness and Guinness.
Guinness, raw egg.
And Guinness.
And just green. They make it green somehow.
Green eggs.
Betty, enjoy the Yankees being in first place. They're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. Congratulations.
You don't seem really that happy about that when you say
I'm
that.
I'm so sad,
I'm
Roy.
Thrilled in quotation marks. I'm happy for you, Betty, because I care about you.
Yeah.
And your enthusiasm about the Yankees is nice.
You mean the Yankees that might be the best Yankees and or baseball team that
I don't
ever,
think we should get
happen.
To I don't think
it
we're
happen.
There yet.
Okay, if they stay healthy. If they stay healthy.
Yeah, but I mean like they got
it is pretty amazing.
They get
nobody,
Gary Sanchez back and that's a very good
he's back.
But if he's back like doing it, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't even matter. They're just like putting this guy at first and that guy like, you know, whatever, Holiday's gonna pitch tonight. Great, whatever, they're gonna win anyway, you know. So
yeah, it's true.
No,
they're
I think
like
they
unstoppable, and I say it's because there's no more Hollywood on the team.
Did you? That's true. Did you stay up for the 18-inning game the other night?
I did not. I went to bed around the 11th inning.
Wow. I went to bed at the 8th inning, you know, the top of the 9th.
Yeah, because you thought
top
that game
the
was over.
The top of the 9th, the Yankees were ahead 4-2. And I said, you know, this is in the bag. I don't need to.
Right, Chapman.
Forget about it. Yeah.
I'm going to get
in the car. We're hitting the, you know.
I'm going to. Going to bed, and then I got up like you know at 5 a.m. and I was like, the game just ended, and I was like, wait, what?
I saw the Chapman meltdown, and
it won anyway.
How do you melt down when you throw 107 miles an hour? I don't understand that. I think those Cubs wrecked him. Those Cubs, you know, brought him in to help him win the World Series.
Yeah.
They ragged out his arm, and now he can only pitch like 106 miles an hour.
You want to know what I noticed?
What?
I put it on Twitter. Nobody commented because. Because
I don't go to Twitter anymore.
Because everyone else was asleep, I think.
Everybody was asleep, yeah. Go ahead.
It was like 35 degrees in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's wearing winter coats. And Chapman was sweating like CeCe when it's, you know, 90 degrees outside. Like
no
before
kidding,
he even started
was
pitching.
He? Really?
I wonder if he was like sick or something.
Or something.
We're going to look into that.
What makes you sweat besides being sick?
Right. What? Why else would you be sweating
you're
when it's
hot? I don't know.
5 degrees out and you're not an overweight man?
Because when you throw 107 miles an hour, your arm is so warm that you must be sweating all the time. Like,
was
I mean,
sweating before he went to the mound or while he was pitching?
I just all of a sudden was like, this guy is profusely sweating and he hadn't, this is early, like, he'd only thrown a few pitches.
He must have. Maybe he's got 20 layers on. You know.
Maybe we should investigate.
We're going to look into this.
Yes.
We're
going to
investigate this.
So now I've just, you know, started a unfounded rumor. But
that's good.
It just didn't make sense that he just got totally pummeled.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense because he throws so hard that it basically goes through the catcher's mitt and to the back wall.
Yeah, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
And I blame Joe a little bit, too, because he made him pitch to the one guy when they should have walked the one guy. And then he ended up hitting the next batter, who was the
I
one
think
who hadn't
be,
gotten hit for, you know,
I've,
10 years.
I've never been impressed with Joe as the Joe Girardi as the coach. I think he would make a much better coach for the Yankees. Yeah, I think he'd be a much better manager than him.
Yeah.
Coach, whatever.
What?
What do they do?
I don't know.
They go, I don't know. Put
him
in lefty.
Know, whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Know. Whatever it is.
Put him in.
But imagine getting hit by one of his pitches. Like, that guy basically took a bullet for the Cubs.
I know. To get on base. But
all
they're
right,
still
Betty.
Winning. They beat after that long game, they got up the next day and went out and beat Cincinnati. So
everybody beat Cincinnati.
That
would be a good sitcom. Everybody beat Cincinnati.
Poor Cincinnati. Thank you
Poor
for calling,
Cincinnati.
Betty. We'll
all
talk
right,
to
welcome.
You
talk to later.
Next week, I
Enjoy.
Hope.
Enjoy. We'll
all
see
right.
you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen Betty. I hope she gets into the special Jeter day.
She's the best in the biz.
She is.
I'll make some calls.
Okay.
I have friends in low places that have no power whatsoever.
Great. Call them up.
I will.
Okay.
You can call up at 201-209-9368.
Was that somebody that just hung up on us?
I have no idea. I don't know what I do.
What are you doing on the...
Nothing's happening.
You got a red light on there.
Yeah, it's not me.
Well, get it off.
Where?
Oh. Well, it's not blinking.
You told me to hang up on somebody that John was talking
to. No, it's blinking.
No, somebody's on this line now.
All right, put them on.
Hello, caller. You're possibly on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
I was just tripping out to the music show before you.
Uh-huh.
Great show, Brian Turner.
Brian Turner, he's the best.
What a nice little bridge to Sportsy Talk. Hilarious. One-eyed horses.
Yeah.
I work at a bar called the Holland Bar on Sunday nights in Hell's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
It's a good little divey dive and a perfect place to invent a Irish
war crime.
Okay, are you going to make that cocktail for us?
Yeah, you know, I'm all for it. Come on by, I'm JP.
Okay.
All
right,
we'll try it out.
All right, we'll try out
Monday night.
Okay. But,
thanks for the call.
I'll make some experiments. So,
okay.
Fun.
I love to experiment.
Yeah, especially with booze.
I get that car. I get that monkey with the. We need to create a drink called Monkey with the car battery.
Yeah, here's we've got comments. The Irish war crime should be a pint of Guinness filled with Lucky Charms.
Ooh, I like that.
FM Mike.
Anything filled with Lucky Charms. I had a drink.
That sounds good.
I was sitting on the board last week. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when it was. Michelle and Frangry show. It was during the record fair.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a marshmallows inside of a beer drink that somebody gave to me here.
Ew, what?
It was
Where?
Made around
what?
The corner. Yeah, they make it around the corner.
Where?
Around the corner. Some
that
bar.
Place?
Some
Iron
some place.
Monkey? That horrible
no,
Iron
no, no.
Monkey?
There's like a
no?
brewery. Oh, yeah. Here in Jersey City, mm-hmm. probably next to where Dwight Gooden lives.
Yeah, probably.
So we should
if it's
meet
not
Dwight
where
Gooden
Dwight Gooden lives
at the
Dwight Gooden probably lives.
He's not
going to
be on our show.
He's
not going to be on our show if you're going to make Dwight Gooden jokes.
I'm not making Dwight Gooden jokes.
He's
just,
one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Yes, he is.
He's a sober person, as far as I know.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Let's get him in here and see.
This is a sobriety test.
We can have
it.
Yeah,
we have,
yeah. Come in, sobriety test on Sportsy Talk. We'll have him a pee in a cup, and then we'll like diagnose it and stuff.
We're gonna pee. What are we gonna do with this pee? I don't want to. I don't want to do. I
don't
want to
do
the pee.
That?
No.
All right. Somebody just said I'm like their radio mother. Am I like somebody's mom?
You're like my mom.
Oh,
but better.
Oh, that's sweet.
And worse.
Thanks.
All
is your mom listening?
Time. Yeah, she's always listening.
Hey, Mother's Day is coming up.
Happy Mother's Day!
Yay, all you mothers.
I have to get my mom a present.
Up against the wall, redneck mother.
Also, I'm brought to you by Trish O and Screaming Baby and Family.
Yeah, and I'm brought to you by Joshua V, who has made me the Sportsy Talk co-host, Joshua V, for 2017. Thank you.
There was an 85-year-old guy named Min Bahadur Sherman.
He just died. I don't care.
But should they? He died climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, he was trying. He used to be the oldest guy who'd ever climbed Mount Everest, and then some older guy climbed it. So then he was going
so
back
like,
to
I'm
Everest.
So he's like, I'm going to do it again. And he died.
Trying to climb Mount Everest.
Should take like 3 or 4 years off of letting people climb Mount Everest and just have them clean up the garbage that's on Mount Everest.
Well, yeah, because they leave all that stuff. They can't haul it down.
There was all this garbage on Mount Everest.
I think he was German climber, died a few weeks ago on Everest as well. And he was trying to figure out a new route up Everest, go up
How'd
a
that
face.
Go?
It didn't go well at all.
It
He's
didn't
dead.
Go so well.
Very dead.
Very yeah. dead. As
very,
opposed
very,
to,
very dead.
He's a poltergeist.
Yep.
On Mount Everest.
Oh, hey, congratulations to your Celtics, I guess.
What do they do?
I don't know. Isaiah Thomas is doing pretty good.
Well, they're tied 2-2.
Yeah,
with
that's
the, they've lost two in a row.
Yeah, well, that's better than you expect
he,
from
he
a
got
team
a bunch
from
of teeth
Boston.
Knocked out.
I mean, you know, yeah.
What we've won 17 world championships.
Yeah, we.
17.
The Yankees have won 27.
Yeah, but that's baseball. Yeah, baseball's fixed.
Better.
It's not like basketball, which is impossible to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you point shave, though.
Yeah, you can point shave. I don't think he's doing that. I know he lost his sister and he lost his teeth, but he's still out there playing away, Isaiah Thomas.
He'll play tonight against the Washington.
Whatever
they used to be the
called.
Bullets,
Who
and
knows?
Now they're the
what
Wizards.
What are they? The Wizards?
Yeah, it's a terrible name. Wizards. And they have terrible uniforms.
Yeah.
But the Celtics are doing okay, I guess. You know. They
well, were, that's the only team that I thought was kind of interesting in the basketball.
You don't like
now.
The Cavs or the Warriors?
Well, I think the Cavs
Warriors.
Could win, but I don't
yeah,
know.
The Cavs and the Warriors.
I'm going to miss Kristaps Porzingis. He's a,
I don't know why you say you're going to miss him.
He tweeted out from Latvia.
No, they said that
yeah,
somebody
said
hacked his
yeah,
account.
Yeah, you know, they always say that.
He's not a
somebody,
free agent, so
somebody
he can't.
He's hope. They're sniffing around. People are sniffing around asking
Who's
the Knicks.
Sniffing around?
The Clippers. They're asking the Knicks if
the
they'd
Clippers
consider
change. The Clippers don't have anything they want.
You know, I'm just saying. He
he's
like
not
to,
a free agent. I looked it up
like
after you because I was
I
like, I don't know what she's talking about. And it was.
He'd like to go.
No, he just blew off his exit interview.
I know. He doesn't want to be in the Knicks anymore. I don't blame him.
Who would want to be on the Knicks? Although the Clippers are like kind of a step in the wrong direction,
why
too.
Why would you want to be on the Knicks?
But he's not a free agent, so he's not going anywhere, so don't worry about it. They're not going to trade him. They're the only good player on the team. They've already made Carmelo Anthony feel like a jerk.
I might have to start watching basketball because it's kind of the only sport left that doesn't have concussions all the time.
There's only like 3 weeks of
basketball. Yeah, I know, but
left.
I mean in general, because all the other sports have... Did you see what happened to Sidney Crosby?
Well, Sidney Crosby got cross-checked into the next time zone.
Yeah, I have to tell people.
Game two.
We have to tell our listeners. That's hockey. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're playing
in
Washington Capitals.
They
look
like the Red Army team.
Yeah.
And he got checked into, they hit him in the head on purpose, basically, in the mm-hmm. game two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in the concussion protocol, this Sidney Crosby.
Yes.
He's had a bunch of concussions, by
the
way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they keep banging his
really
head
too
into
many.
Things. And then he came out of the concussion protocol. They put him back in the game, in a game, not the same game. And he got slammed up against the board with his head again. And he thinks that he was... They asked his coach, you know, did he go through the concussion protocol after that one? And he was, like, staggering, and he had trouble getting up, and he went and sat down. But then they put him right back into the game again. And his coach said, no, no, we didn't put him through the protocol. And they asked Sidney Crosby, did you go through the protocol? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I did. He doesn't even know. He's at the point where he doesn't know.
They're supposed to have spotters.
Yeah.
So there's these spotters who apparently are watching the game.
Yeah, they don't care.
And there's a problem with the rule in the NHL. The rule in the NHL says, how can you tell if the guy's having a problem to take him out? And one of them is the guy touches his head. The other one is the guy hits his face on the ice, which neither one really happened. So they didn't take him out of the game, and he never missed a beat.
He hit straight into the boards with his head, he had trouble getting up. He was staggering around. He didn't know.
Slow getting up is another thing, but they didn't take him out of the game.
Nope.
So I don't know. Sidney Crosby's brains are scrambled.
Yep.
And it's game seven tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's a big, big day for Washington sports fans, in quotes, if there are any of those.
I don't think anybody actually lives in Washington. I mean, they all live out in the suburbs.
They live
in
like Virginia or Maryland or something like that.
Those places,
I don't know,
Delaware.
Wherever. There's no Baltimore hockey team.
Pennsylvania.
They don't care about it.
No. Okay, so much. The Rangers are playing tonight, I think.
Whatever.
Right? And they're in game six.
Yeah,
they lost
They're going to lose.
They lost some heartbreaking things in OT. They were ahead and they lost.
They lose
in
all
OT.
The time.
I know.
They lose every year.
At least they got to the second round, unlike some Boston Bruins teams I could name that didn't even get out of the first round of the playoffs.
I mean, what's the point of getting out? What's the difference? It's the same thing. If you're not going to win.
No, it's not the same thing.
We get a better draft pick now.
Yeah, all right. Losers. Losers. Hey, speaking of draft picks, how's your fantasy baseball going?
Oh, what do you mean?
The Sportsy Talk fantasy baseball.
I'm in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, who's in first? That's
I don't
know.
I didn't look it up.
No, you have to look it up, though.
Why?
Because it's our listeners. We have to,
You didn't
want to
join the thing.
I wanted to join. You sent me, like, 15 emails.
You never did
all
anything
of them satanic.
Them.
And I couldn't find out which was which.
What do you mean satanic?
I couldn't figure out which was which. I responded to, like, the first three. And then the next one, I missed the deadline for it or something. I would have been in it, even though I didn't want to.
Well, I'll give you my team.
I don't want your team.
Why?
Because it's not doing very well.
How do you know? I'm in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I haven't even made my move yet.
It's not very good.
What do you mean it's not very good?
It's Midland.
It's early. It's early.
Mediocre.
I haven't made my moves yet.
You're a mediocre team. I don't want it. Thank you.
The U.S. is on the fast track to have the World Cup in 2026. They're going to share it with Canada and Mexico as a joint.
It's like NAFTA.
North America thing. The NAFTA Cup. But the interesting thing was the final would be on the 250th. It'll be on July 4th, 2026, which will be on the 250th anniversary of the United States. I mean, there's no
there's
way.
There's not going to be any United States by then. That's all over.
That's only nine
that's
years
over.
From now.
Yeah, come on.
No, it'll be other states. We'll
it's
take on
done.
Some new states.
It's done.
We'll get fine some new states.
No, it's done. It's over.
Iraq can be a state.
Yeah, maybe. They don't even want Hawaii to be a state.
Dominican Republic. Who doesn't want Hawaii to be? You mean Republicans? Jeff Sessions or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly. Those guys.
Those guys are going to be in jail by then.
No, they're there's no... There's no United States left.
There's no United States left?
That's it. That's it. We're dissolving into triviality.
In other dystopian news, Morricone Island tonight has the writer of the Alien Covenant stuff.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I saw the Prometheus movie.
Uh-huh. I heard that wasn't so great.
No, I'm sure this one's better because the music's better.
Well, yeah.
Here's Devin.
The music makes it. Wow. Congratulations on your guest tonight,
Alien
man.
Covenant.
Yeah. Fantastic.
What's the music like? It's like all calm, and then all of a sudden Like something jumps out of somebody's stomach and hits you in the face or something like
Probably.
That? Yeah, that's how they get
boom,
you now.
Boom, boom,
boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Same guy that did the Babadook. Did you
see yes, I did. I saw the Babadook. That's
scary, right?
Yeah, it's terrifying. Cool. Another good thing that's happening on WFMU this week is
what?
There's a live broadcast from Barbis in Park Slope. And it's Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise with Rob Weisberg, one of my favorite DJs for years and years and years and years. And he still keeps doing this amazing show every week. And he's going to be live in Park Slope at Barbis this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. And he's got four bands that I can't pronounce the names of any of them because, you know, they're cool. And his co-host will be Irene Trudell. So you can go see them, meet them, hear the live music, be part of a live broadcast. And I'll be listening. Sluggo and I listen to Rob Weisberg like pretty much every week.
Really?
Yeah. He's just great. And if we miss a live show, we always listen to the archive. His show is astonishing. So live from Barbis and Park Slope, Global Sounds of New York City, Saturday, May 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. I don't have the address of the place, but, you know.
It's in Park Slope.
It's in Brooklyn.
Barbez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go there.
Yeah, go.
What did you go to that was cool the other day?
Oh, Kurt Gottschalk. DJ Kurt Gottschalk took me to this wonderful thing at Town Hall. It was called The Kentucky Derby is Decadent and Depraved. And it was the Hunter S. Thompson story enacted and performed by a lot of people with music composed by Bill Frisell and conducted by Bill Frisell. So there was a live band on the stage, and the main character was, the Hunter S. Thompson character was done by Tim Robbins, who was great.
He's great.
And
Bob Roberts.
It was really fantastic. I had a wonderful time, and I really enjoyed it a lot, and it was very sportsy. So thank you, Kurt, for that. And I guess he's writing it up for, I think for Downbeat. He's going to be writing a review of it.
Oh, cool.
Somewhere, so look for that.
It's a great piece if you get a chance to read it. The
yeah, you can look it up.
Kentucky
it's online.
Derby. You don't even have to like the Kentucky Derby. In no. fact, if you don't like it, it'll
It's
help.
Probably better, yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Wait, it's my turn to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm over here today. Okay, so we're done with the show, right?
Oh, you're going to do your big sign-off, though.
Yeah, yeah, well, I always say that. Okay, so WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, we're...
Online
at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
You might need glasses.
No, it's just the door is open,
the
so it's like
out.
It's like blocking you have to my view.
I actually wake up every morning and say that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Yankees will play tonight.
Thank you for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless. Thank you. Thank you.